This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Your microbiome while you're at it. Oh, a new low in big pharma corruption through the scientific journals and peer-reviewed articles. They have now sunk to a broadcast record new low about their drugs. What have they done that we would play a Milli Vanilli song? It's got to be bad, Super Don. It's got to be really bad for us to do that.
You know, I'm so disappointed with Milli Vanilli because that was some catchy tunes they had there.
Right.
You know? I mean, you can't help but tap your foot to that, and then you find out after they won a Grammy that they were a fraud. But
right, and you know what even double-ticked me off is, like, my favorite new band that year, Indigo Girls, they got robbed by Rob and whoever of Indigo Girls. Yeah, they were up for a Best New Artist for the Grammys.
Indigo Girls? You like
you didn't know that?
Girls?
Why? Would you have to be a lesbian to like the Indigo Girls? Come on. It's folk. Went to the same school.
Roberta Scott Bell. Yeah.
What? You know, that's just a stereotyping. You are
anyway.
Producer doghouse as we start the show. I can't believe you went there.
All right, so why would we come in with music from a band that was found to be a fraud, right? I think there's a double meaning to this here.
It could be.
Talking about blaming
fraud.
Blame it. No matter what you do, don't put the blame on you.
Right.
Blame it on your gut, right?
Blame it on your gut. Well, it's funny because I was blaming it on my producer why I posted today's video simulcast as the 12th.
That
and he claims he gave me the 11th. But for whatever reason, I added a day. I was feeling extra generous. Like, let's go ahead and do tomorrow's show, too. So don't worry.
Right.
I'll correct it after the show is over.
We'll fix it.
But, yeah, blame it on the rain. It's like that's the concept of, you know what, we're not taking responsibility for anything. It was the rain or the sun got in my eye. And Big Pharma, our drugs are not toxic. It's your microbiome that's the problem. Really? Would they do that? Yeah, they have. Headline reads, microbiome could be culprit when good drugs do harm. Good drugs. How do you define good drugs? Profitable? Very powerful, suppressing or forcing something to happen in the body? Good drugs. You know what? We could have opened with Huey Lewis in the news, honestly. I want a new drug. Remember that one? One that won't make me sick, right? This the idea is like, my gosh, it's not the fault of the drug that you have, quote unquote, side effects, negative effects, untoward ill effects. I call them direct effects that are not marketable. That's what they call them, side effects. And in this latest article, this is out of Yale University. People sometimes suffer toxic side effects. Again, notice the double speak here. Toxic, they acknowledge. Side effects are a ruse, a game, a trick. PR. Public relations. Stick your finger to the wind. Call it a side effect. They'll never know. So, they acknowledge that it happens. But they say, well, the drug's still good. It helps a lot of people. Not everybody. Some of them, you know, get those things called side effects. And so the Yale scientists, Yale and Harvard, call up the Skull and Bones crew. They've identified a surprising explanation, according to this article, and it's in Medical Express. The gut microbiome is to blame. Blame it on the gut microbiome. The research published February 8th in the journal Science describes how bacteria in the gut can transform these drugs into harmful compounds.
Oh.
What?
So that you're telling me they weren't harmful to begin with?
Exactly. Who's?
They were all sparkly with rainbows and unicorns until you swallowed them, and then suddenly they turned into Satan.
Perfectly fine till you put them in your gut. And look what your gut did. Look what your microbiome had the audacity to do to our wonderful drug, a rainbow and pony drug. Yeah. I'm telling you, this is just so precious. If we can understand the microbiome's contribution to drug metabolism, we can decide which drugs to give to patients or even alter the microbiome so patients have a better response. How? Alter the microbiome? Don't they already do that with antibiotics and chemotherapy and additives and preservatives and artificial colorings and flavorings? Yes, and other synthetic toxic compounds and drugs themselves. All of these things I mentioned, including drugs, serve to alter the microbiome. And they're saying, hey, maybe we can alter the microbiome so patients will have a better response. They won't have those nasty side effects. Hey, how about this? And I think I've proposed this before, Super Don. When they blame it on the bacteria, you know, all you got to do, just keep people on antibiotics forever. There won't be that nasty microbiome getting in the way of your beautiful drugs that are non-toxic until the microbiome gets involved. I'm like, what do you think the microbiome does? If you ingest something, it is supposed to intercede on your behalf to help the process of breaking down those substances, whatever they may be, and hopefully relinquishing in the process of digestion, along with other substances in your body. The substances that are designed to be absorbed through the mucosal lining, through the epithelial lining of the gastrointestinal tract. And by the time it gets through the blood and other areas, it's already in the right form. But you're putting in something that God never intended to put in the system. And of course, scientists, pseudoscientists, scientismists will all say, you mentioned God, Robert. How dare you, man? We're talking science here, and you're talking God. Like, all right, call it what you will, intelligent design, a creator, whatever floats your boat. The great drug maker in the sky is, though, not appropriate. It's not the right moniker. Because drugs were not made by God or a creator or an intelligent designer. They were made by arrogant men and sometimes women to poison the body. Oh, yeah, I know. It's not what we're trying to do. It's just, it happens to be a side effect. Remember the PR term? Side effect of what we're trying to do to help you because something's gone wrong in your body. What? You have a deficiency of a synthetic drug molecule, right? No, never before in existence in the history of mankind, of creation. You created man and you go, here, give this. See what happens. Well, it's toxic when you put it in your mouth. It's toxic when it gets to your stomach. It's toxic when it gets into your small intestine, large intestine, and colon, and liver, and kidneys. It's toxic all the way through on the way out. And you're blaming the microbiome for doing what it's designed by God. Oh, my gosh, I said that again, to do. You can't make this up. The scientific journal, Science.
Science!
So let's destroy the microbiome so that in those people whose microbiome is doing its level best to defend themselves, we can stop that from happening and we can make sure those toxic drug molecules make it into the body to do what they're designed to do. By the toxic molecules as we design them to not be altered by the microbiome. The microbiome did not make them toxic. They were already toxic. The metabolites and byproducts would eventually get you on the way in, while it's in there, or on the way out if it even gets out. The audacity of dunderheaded, doofus doctor scientists to blame your microbiome, the seat of your immune system, digestive system, the production of neurotransmitters, endocrine compounds, that's the only reason that the drugs became toxic. Wow. Got arrogance? Super Don, I just, this is a great find. I don't know that any other show on planet Earth is going to cover it this way, though.
Probably
too
not.
Bad there's only two listeners. I mean, come
probably.
On.
You're right, though. I mean, when I saw this, I was like, wow, you know, I've never seen them. Because, listen, most of the stories that you see in the news right now,
yeah,
in health news, is talking about how great the microbiome is, right? Oh,
right,
there's
it's
this link. You know, the microbiome is like the thing right now.
They'll even give you a and fecal transplant. That's how much they love the microbiome.
That's, well, yeah, if you're willing to get one of those. But,
right, but now they want to destroy it.
Yeah, well, they didn't quite say that.
Alter it, okay.
I like
alter
the wording. No. Here's what they said. First off, just to add insult to injury here.
Mm-hmm.
They did this study, and in the study they gave these people a drug. And they had found, I think they give people, I think it was mice, poor mice. And they gave them this drug and they found that, this particular drug, there was one part of it, one compound of it that got broken down by the gut. And so they found in it that the gut, here's what they said, the gut microbes were responsible for producing 20% to 80% of the circulating toxic metabolites, right? And again, I'm looking at this, I'm going, the gut microbes didn't produce anything.
Yeah.
The gut microbes reacted to what you put in there. Those toxic metabolites existed when you put it in there. Now, what they're saying is that with this new mathematical model that they've come up with from doing this study, that they can potentially identify those most at risk of experiencing the side effects of many drugs and help researchers tailor new approaches.
Right.
New approaches
to poison you. New approaches to poison you and to outwit the microbiome in its defense of what is put into you to try to metabolize and
now,
get it
speculate
out.
Speculate for just a moment here. What do you think that approach will be?
It'll be an antibiotic. It will be something that targets the destruction of the microbes that they say are responsible for breaking down the drug in the wrong way.
So we're going to alter the microbiome. That delicate microbiome that they are discovering is connected to everything and anything. They're going to now disrupt that in order to make a drug
just
work better.
For the drug work, yeah.
Yes.
There will be no unintended consequences there.
Genius.
Where is Michael Crichton once again? Genius, exactly. Who?
Morons.
Who hired these morons? No, you're not going to get this information on any other radio show. It's just not going to happen. So tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Defend your life next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, guys, since we're talking music, you know, the Queen song that just brought us in to Bumper from Bumper. That, you know, I have the visual now for time immemorial of Dr. Ben Johnson sitting with me at one of the Truth About Cancer events. And who else was it, the third person? Was it Steve Feld? I mean, I just, at this moment, Ben Johnson I'm thinking about because they just had the memorial service for Dr. Johnson. What a kind-hearted man that we lost recently. And, you know, we're doing the head bob in time, in sequence to that song, the Queen song. And, again, so we're talking musical memories here as Super Donna's ragging on me for liking Indigo Girls. I don't know. You know what? I might have to call a sheriff in Washington State to protect me from all of your,
I'll bet you the sheriff doesn't like the Indigo Girls. I pretty much guarantee that.
Well, if the sheriff was female and lesbian, she definitely is into him.
Maybe.
See, now I'm playing your stereotype game. No, I like them. I do like them. Now, let's go to Washington State for real. And this is not a cannabis story, and it's not a drug story, but it is a constitutional story referencing the Second Amendment. Remember, the first 10 amendments known as the Bill of Rights give us how many rights? Zero. 10 amendments are designed, written to protect rights that are yours by virtue of your birth that government should not infringe upon. And they're not fully enumerated. It's not like it was an exhaustive list. But the Second Amendment was interesting, the right to keep and bear arms. And there's so much confusion from those on the political left and even many on the political right, those who support the NRA. And I'll admit I have been a member of the NRA before. Maybe now, maybe I'll let it lapse. I think I like the Gun Owners of America better, the GOA, because they don't compromise on the Second Amendment the way NRA does. And it's not to dismiss NRA completely. And I know there are people that freak out if you mention the NRA. Oh, they're for school shootings. So it's like, don't even start. don't even start. The right to defend yourself is ensconced, if you will, in the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. It's about defense. It's not about hunting. It's about defense. Although you could argue hunting could be in defense of your life if that were the case and you needed to and you couldn't get something at the grocery store. But some Washington sheriffs, Washington state sheriffs in the rural areas, dozen counties in Washington outside of King County, of course, Seattle leftist liberal hippie land with a little bit of Microsoft thrown in. Some Washington sheriffs are refusing to enforce new gun laws. This is good news because the sheriff is the last bastion for defense of the Constitution in his, what would you say, county, typically. We've had sheriffs on this show before, Super Don. Remember Sheriff Richard Mack especially, who has written a lot about the defense of against federal tyranny on the local level. A sheriff is the superior constitutional serviceman, if you will, or servicewoman in that county. So they're saying they're not going to enforce the state's sweeping new restrictions on semi-automatic rifles until the courts decide whether they are constitutional. Well, the only thing wrong about that statement, if it's true the sheriffs have said that, is they have the ability to determine whether it's constitutional or not right now. And so what's wrong with this picture, as much as I will agree with the sheriffs, the 12 county sheriffs, that for stopping the nonsense out of Seattle, or wherever the Olympia in Washington, wherever they made these laws, is the fact that the Supreme Court doesn't even get to decide whether it's constitutional or not. Because the right to keep and bear arms is not negotiable. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are not living, breathing documents. They mean what they mean, they say what they mean, and they mean what they say. So, as much as I said, I will give props to these sheriffs in these 12 counties, Grant, Lincoln, Okanagan, Cowlitz, Douglas, Benton, Pacific, Stevens, Yakima, Waukeakum, Mason, and Clicky Cat. I've never heard of many of these counties in Washington.
Did you say Clicky Cat?
Yeah, is that how it goes? Clicky Cat?
Clicky Cat?
Clicky Cat. Sorry. It's just like Clicky Cat.
I would love to live in Clicky Cat.
I'm the sheriff of Clicky Cat.
Like
you better have a big firearm because that doesn't sound very masculine. Along with the police chief of the small town of Republic have said they will not enforce the law until decided by the courts. Again, I think they are misguided in that last statement. The courts don't get to decide. The Constitution is what it says. And, yeah, if you want to learn more about that, follow my friends at the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden and more. You know, you do not need permission of the government to keep and bear arms, to defend yourself. If you believe that you do, that means you are a chattel to the government. You are property of the government. And they get to dole out, like slaves of old, the little bits of scraps you get to get. Because you are owned, lock, stock, and barrel, pun intended, by the federal government when you say the courts get to decide whether they can modify the Second Amendment. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. None of them are negotiable. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty continues after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver a Make America Great Again rally, this one in El Paso, Texas. Now, before that rally, the president met with a group of sheriffs at the White House and talks about our current situation regarding the wall.
We've actually started a big portion of wall today.
in a very important location, and it's going to go up pretty quickly over the next 9 months. That whole area will be finished. It's fully funded.
Another partial shutdown of the federal government is looming as one quarter of the federal government runs out of money at week's end. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he believes the committee needs to look for a compromise and get their job done.
I think the president's given a ton by moving from $25 billion to $5 and going from concrete to steel slats. I mean, he's really tried to make this thing work, and I don't think it's going to work with this committee. He's going to need to declare an emergency.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got questions of the day coming up. We're going to do a mammalian. That's a root for mammary. Mammary glands are going to play a role in this segment, folks. So hide the kids. We're actually going to talk about mammalian mammary glands of the female variety for the purposes of nourishing younglings. So I'm just warning you because some people don't want their kids to know about breastfeeding. Did I say that? I did say that. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, a somber moment. I want to acknowledge Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina. He passed away recently. And I just have this memory of interviewing him on the show, but maybe it was in another format or something, but this man was one of the rare statesmen. Yes, and I will mention him in the same breath with Ron Paul, Walter Jones. A kind man, a man of great integrity, a man of God. I mean, I mean a principled man. And he passed away recently, a long illness. And just to give you a sense of what this man was like, when he came to the conclusions that were different from what his original, because he originally voted for the Iraq War, the authorization for George Bush to go to Iraq based on false information. And he regretted that vote once he realized that it was a lie. It was a falsehood. And everybody that was killed, every American that was killed, I mean, he grieved for them. And he said, you know, ever since then, he had written letters to every soldier's family that had been killed and took time to really make amends for that one vote. And he was a man who befriended Ron Paul, voted almost all the time with Ron on so many of these issues. And on issues of budget, even with his own party, he used to be Democrat, became a Republican in the Republican wave in the 90s. And even with Donald Trump, he voted against his tax bill, which obviously pissed off a lot of the Republicans. But he did it on principle. He says it's going to, you know, again, the debt is going to go up. And I cannot do that to our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. Again, this is where Republicans are just progressives with a speed limit. Let's just say that. So let's give a listen to Representative Walter Jones from North Carolina as he was talking about some of these principles that he had on votes and why he did what he did.
Mr. Speaker, we are a debtor nation. We can't even pay our bills without going into the international markets and borrowing money to pay last year's bills. It is time that this Congress understand that we need to come back to America and rebuild America. We need to be smart with our foreign policy. We need to be smart with our men and women in uniform. And when I look at this poster one more time, Mr. Speaker, when I saw that young man from Camp Lejeune, which is in my district yesterday, 23 years of age, and his father, who was probably about 51 or 2, and the young man has both legs gone and an arm, and I looked in the eyes of the father, who's probably 50 or 51, and what I saw, pain. What I saw was worry. What I saw was sorrow. We in this Congress need to follow our constitutional responsibility and never send a young man, our young men and women to war unless we debate it and we declare war on the floor of the House.
Amen. Walter Jones, God bless you and your family. You're a good man, and I know you've gone to a better place. I don't know if you remembered him, but again, I just have this memory, and I don't know if my wife can look up if I've actually had him on the show, but I know I've talked to him before. Maybe it was on a different show recently, and that's possible too. I just, a guy like that, willing to acknowledge a wrong and spend the rest of his life, in his political life, trying to make it right. I just got
it's rare anymore to hear somebody. I don't know when he made that statement.
It was, let's see. I know there was a radio interview he did in 2015.
He said, it wasn't too terribly long ago.
I did not do what I should have done to read and find out whether Bush was telling us the truth about Saddam Hussein being responsible for 9/11 and having WMDs.
Yeah.
Because I did not do my job then, I helped kill 4,000 Americans, and I will go to my grave regretting that. I mean,
right.
How many people at that level would acknowledge a grave error that resulted in that? As you see, in government, the Congress, which is supposed to be superior to the oligarchy, right, turns over everything to the FDA on the drugs. The drugs are killing 784,000 Americans every year, all told, allopathic medicine, pharmaceutical medicine, modern medicine, the Church of Modern Medicine. Basically, in violation of the First Amendment. It's a religion. It's a state religion. And, who in Congress would acknowledge those deaths as well? And I'm just expanding on what Walter Jones did, who really believed in defending life. And it wasn't that he was against war. He was very pro-military and supportive in his district, Camp Lejeune. But to go under false pretense and to not debate and engage constitutionally in a declaration in the People's House, which is what they called Ron Paul anachronistic for. Oh, no, we can't do that. Really? And this is the problem with modern America and most people serving in government, much less the people who vote to put those people in government. They really don't know the Constitution. They don't know the limits it places on the government itself and the people who serve in government. They expect, well, they're going to rule over us. Well, if you've got that attitude, you shouldn't be voting in the first place. And perhaps the people who have figured it out are not voting any longer because they want nothing to do with it. And so I know, like I said, Walter Jones in a better place. I just had to get that off of my chest since, you know, I learned of his passing, Super Don. So thanks for getting that audio clip for us as well.
You bet. You bet. You know, and it's just, yeah, you know, I just, what I was going to say is you don't hear anybody talking about declaring war anymore, right? That's like a thing of the past now. It's just like, oh, well, we're just going to send troops. We're going to send stuff. We don't need a declaration of war.
Authorization, use force. Let's keep riding the emergency of 9/11 forever and ever.
It's all preemptive stuff now, right?
All right, folks. We're going to move on if we can. But again, I want to acknowledge that. And those of you who are in his district or knew of Walter Jones, just say a prayer and a thought because he was a man most worthy of it, if anybody was or is. Okay. So, all right, with that, let's go to our humble and lovable listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this is our first question of the day. We got another one with Dr. Batar a little later. That'll be next hour. And this one is coming from, who sent this one? Michael. Oh, Michael. This is better. Michael, I can figure out. Like that last one with Michelle. We couldn't figure out if it was a man or a woman. Not that it matters, because who knows what...
It matters to you, apparently.
It seems to matter to me. I mean, yes. I'm kind of binary on that. That means two. There's a male and there's a female. And I recognize, yes, the environmental degradation and corruption has altered manifestations of maleness and femaleness. So it's not that I'm not aware of that. But the agenda to kind of neutralize the idea that there are men or women, that's just... Okay, I can't say what it is. But Michael says, was wondering if you have a promo code for Synergy Science. I'm looking at the key EMF protection. That's the QI technology we talked about last week, I think. And they are asking, I think, about $550 for the small personal version. I'm a poor retired person on Social Security and living on half of the poverty level and need all the promo codes I can find. Please let me know. All right, Michael, I do appreciate you reaching out this way. Now, we don't have an official promo code. I do know that when you reach out to Synergy Science, when you go to robertscottbell.com and you click through, or you go to robertswater.com and you click through, or you call them, and you mention you're a regular listener, loyal listener, loving listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show, they will always give you some kind of discount. I don't know what that is for each product because I don't know the margins. But I also know, having got to spend time with not only Paul Bertero, but Hagen Tears, who's the originator of the key technology, is that they're working diligently to reduce the manufacturing costs, to bring it into the States, to make it more efficient. And they've already made one breakthrough specific to that key home unit, or I'm sorry, the key me unit, but I don't know when that's going to be ready. I wouldn't wait if you can get it, but reach out to find out what the discount is, because I don't know. I wasn't able to reach out to Paul today. He's been busy, but I'll find out. And again, there's always something that they'll give for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, and if they don't, you let me know. I will call Paul, okay? So, Michael, thank you for asking that question, and all the best on your EMF protection. We all need that desperately. Now, we don't have a flashback theme, but I warned you about the flashing of mammary glands. We don't go for that here. But if that's what you're into, and in the privacy of your own home or backyard, it's okay, right? I'm not opposed to that. The controversy over breastfeeding. Why should there be any controversy over breastfeeding? Well, there was an article a few years back that we covered called The Hidden Dangers or Unintended Consequences of Referring to Breastfeeding as Natural. And I think we had a riotous time on the air talking about this, how ludicrous and ridiculous this was, Super D. Do you remember this? It wasn't that long ago.
Well, I do, because just the whole concept of this is it's just hard to even wrap your head around. But apparently at one point in time, the American Medical Association, or the Department of Health and Human Services, was referring to breastfeeding and encouraging women to breastfeed and saying it's only natural. That was kind of like the catchphrase, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the American, I think it was the American Medical Association, came out and said, no, we can't do that anymore. It was like, why? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, they say that if you refer to breastfeeding as natural, then what that does is that implies that other aspects of health and society will be viewed as unnatural, things like vaccines, GMOs, and other assisted reproductive technologies. So, I don't know. They didn't. I guess they envisioned that if you start saying that breastfeeding is natural, that it's going to turn all of these women into anti-vaxxers now.
Wow.
Well, I mean, believe it or not, and what inspired me to come back and revisit this was I noticed on Facebook earlier today that our friend Joni with Homegrown Health had shared a photo, and this is another article that was talking about the exact same thing, and the headline was "Breastfeeding Isn't Natural, and It Makes Moms Anti-Vaxxers."
Wow, they actually headlined that?
That's the actual headline to it, and that was the reason why. Don't call it natural because then people will think vaccines aren't natural. Well, guess what? Wow. They're not.
They're not. Any more than a lot of the synthetic garbage in baby formula is natural. It's not.
But guess what? GMOs? Not natural.
The federal government has not defined natural, so it could mean anything. So y'all can call your vaccines natural. Doesn't make them natural based on the real definition. Any rational human outside of government would know.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we just learned of the passing of Charlotte Gerson, the legend, the Gerson Therapy, Gerson Clinics, and didn't have time to do a retrospective on that, but we will acknowledge her work as well as the listening audience in the Gerson Clinic that really has a special place in their heart for, of all people, Super Don, despite him ragging on me earlier about Indigo Girls. They still love you, Super D. And got to acknowledge Charlotte Gerson's passing as well. Also, Officer Hayes in the audience is talking about the speaking of war, I've lost more military friends to suicide after Iraq than in Iraq. And, of course, the vaccine relation, brain inflammation relationship to that is true. And so we will carry on from there, my friends. Thank you for being a part of the show, whether you're listening live on radio or via internet streaming or watching us on YouTube or later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, or UK Health Radio. We're glad you're with us. Upcoming events now in the show notes at robertscatbell.com, as they always are, but more than that, you can go right to them by clicking on the Upcoming Events tab, and you scroll down through there, you'll see there's a Women's Heart Health Summit, there's the Immune Defense Summit, there's the Autism Defined Facts on Autism Launch. That'll be February 28th with Dr. Bitar. There's a Thyroid Reset Summit. For those of you near in and around Denver, Colorado, I'd love to see you on the weekend of March 29th and 30th. That's a Friday and Saturday. All day long, we're going to be at the NoCo Hemp Expo. And this is the one, for those of you afraid of marijuana, this is not the THC event. Everywhere else in Colorado might be, but this is about the CBD hemp, industrial hemp. Okay, NoCo Hemp Expo. That's coming up. Total Health 2019 in Toronto. That's in April. We've got other summits. We've got Autism One, and we've got the Advanced Medicine Conference. We'll talk more about that with Dr. Rashid Bitar. All right. So final story of the hour relates to the germ theory versus the law of the terrain. And we love it when that makes mainstream news. Apparently it did. I don't know how recent. Was that this morning or yesterday? Because it's dated today, an article on Newsweek. And it said Fox News host Pete Hegseth says he has not washed his hands in 10 years. Quoting him saying, what? Germs are not. Yeah, 10 years he says he hasn't washed his hands. Says germs are not a real thing. Now, could this be tabloid journalism, or did he really say this? Super Don, ever vigilant about these things, has actually found the actual audio clip from the Fox and Friends morning program. I think that's when it occurred, as they're talking to this guy, Pete, and somehow he says, I don't wash my hands. Let's find out if this is for reals.
As I told you, my 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my hands.
Someone help me.
I inoculate myself. Germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all the
exactly.
Bacteria.
I can't get sick.
Okay. It's a fun, humorous interaction. I will give him that. And, when he said germs are not a real thing, I might be reading into this, but I think I feel the energy of this Pete guy, that he doesn't believe in the germ theory. Here's a guy who's saying, I don't know if he's really not washed his hands or if he's just not used harsh chemicals to wash his hands, right? Does he shower? Does he bathe? He must. I mean, if he's on camera. But I think the idea of this is like, I don't rush to the sink and wash my hands every time, I touch something. I'm not a germaphobe. And again, I could be reading more into this, but I would ask him some questions about what do you mean you don't wash your hands and have it for 10 years? And then he said, I inoculate myself. That was interesting. He recognizes the benefit of the microbiome outside of himself, that yes, the skin houses bacteria as well that protect him. So, again, fascinating that this made it to the news. Of course, they didn't mention vaccinations, but they did use the word inoculation. And I think at the end, did they actually say immunize? Hold on, let me hear that.
Immune to all the
exactly.
Bacteria.
Exactly.
You're immune to all the bacteria. So talking about immunity there in a different way. Who knows if they'll cancel the show like they canceled Carol Alt Show, A Healthy You on Fox, because we talked about vaccines. That was it. But, by the way, Carol Alt's got a new show, something about her living room or something. And I think it'll be on Amazon. I'll have to ask her about that because we love Carol Alt here. She's a sweetheart. And she's a raw foodist for the most part. She does great work. All right, Super D, anything on not washing your hands? Or are you going to wash your hands on the break?
I'm going to go run and wash my hands, yes, on the break. You got it.
I'll tell him it's because Dr. Batar's coming. And, Ignay Semmelweis was right about washing your hands between patients or between cadavers and delivering babies. So we're not against washing hands, but we're not for using harsh chemicals to do it. All right, how's that for balance? Folks, thanks for being here. We got a whole other hour of advanced medicine coming up because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.